USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Presidential politics taking center stage this Good Friday morning. Donald Trump commenting briefly on the road ahead for the wife and young child of slain New York City police officer Jonathan Diller.
They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road.
Trump paid respects at the family wake on Thursday in New York. The 31-year-old NYPD officer was shot by a suspect during a routine traffic stop in Queens on Monday. Trump said he's an advocate for law and order. President Biden's being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser in New York. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. A State Department official stepping down to protest U.S. support of Israel. This week, Inel Shaleen announced her resignation from her position with the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. She said she could no longer work for the administration as, she says, it has enabled Israeli atrocities in Gaza. The president of Ukraine urging Congress to deliver critical aid to Kyiv in its war with Russia. President Zelensky briefed House Speaker Mike Johnson on the battlefield situation on Thursday, warning of Ukraine's dwindling resources and Russia's advances. He said quick passage of aid by Congress is vital. The Senate last month passed a bipartisan national security measure that includes funds for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, although the House has yet to take it up. The wealthiest 1% of Americans are now worth around $44 trillion in combined stock and asset value between them all. Roughly 300,000 of America's wealthiest households have been collecting trillions in additional income the last several years, too. Along with inflation since 2020, their wealth has increased by roughly $15 trillion. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Shipper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stock. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
A federal judge Thursday sentencing Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for his leading role in one of the biggest financial scandals in American history, capping the stunning fall of the former cryptocurrency magnate and one-time Washington megadonor. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty of orchestrating a massive fraud scheme centered on his crypto empire. Bankman-Fried faced a maximum 110 years in prison. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the Biden administration is turning its back on the Lone Star State and on Americans. He points to the current status of immigration at the U.S. southern border.
People are dying. Texas citizens are dying, whether it's from fentanyl or an illegal drunk driver or a killer or a gang member. People are dying in this country.
Patrick also spoke in favor of the new state law in Texas, SB 4, which would allow state and local officers to arrest those suspected of entering the country illegally. Russia has blocked a United Nations panel of experts from overseeing North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Thursday, Russia vetoed the annual renewal of sanctions monitoring on North Korea. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller described this move as indicative of increased cooperation between Russia and North Korea. U.S. officials have raised concerns, alleging North Korea is providing weapons to Russia in its war with Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.